agency. And today's video is going to be very special. Very special because I'm going to introduce to you Dor Kalel, who is a Taygeton pilot, whom we had the privilege and honor to hear few times few months ago, both in Spanish with Robert and in English with Dale. And we made an interview with him, not in audio, on a separate occasion, in writing. And this interview, I'm going to present to you in two parts. The first part will be quite general and introductory, very general questions. By the way, we collected and gathered the questions from the public. And the second part will be more technical. So stay tuned for both parts as they are both fascinating. Now, before we start and this amazing interview, I invited here to the show Dale Harder. Hello, Dale. How are you?
Hi, Gosha. Good to see you again.
Very good to see you as well. I invited you because you also had the opportunity to speak to Kalel. Right, few months ago. It was it once or twice? I don't remember.
Twice.
And Dor actually came down. Explain this in your words, because that's you are a pilot too?
Yes, I have pilot experience. Yeah.
Okay, so explain exactly what how did he do that, and how he connected. And later on, we'll talk a little bit about your perceptions of Kalel.
Okay. Well, we were talking in the group. It was you and me and Dor Kalel. And he was in his fighter craft, which has the capability of, cloaking itself so that it looks like a commercial aircraft. And they use a transponder so that they align with commercial aircraft. And he was cruising along, and if I recall correctly, at about 90,000 feet or so, and following a preset pattern, and contacted us by way of audio. And it was quite amazing, so that we could hear sometimes the whine of the ship, the whine of the turbines that are used in this particular type of craft. And we discussed the various controls and what he was seeing and so forth. So it was quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. After the 2 years of contact, to finally hear the voice of one of them, and it happened to be Dor Kalel, it was really special. Thank you very much, Dor Kalel, again, for making this happen and for making this possible for us. Now, you had quite a lot of conversations in writing prior to that, and also after that with Dor Kalel. So I would like you maybe to share with the audience a little bit about your perceptions and, you know, your idea. What is he like, Dor Kalel?
Well, during the live contact, it was amazing to hear his voice, of course. You know, he comes across very strong, very powerful. You get the sense of the kind of a person that he is, yet very compassionate and benevolent, and we were all just thrilled to talk to one another, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty amazing in itself, and I think I favor those a little above the written contact, but in the typing and the contacts, Brother Dor and I would speak quite often about the aircraft themselves, as from pilot to pilot or understanding, and we would talk about the controls and about the craft and the way they fly and launch, and we did a lot of technical things back and forth, as I have some technical expertise and remember a great deal about our technology from ERA and Temer and other places. That came with me when I came on this mission. So I'm able to speak with them on those technical levels for the most part. And that was pretty exciting. So, mm-hmm. You know, and he's a born pilot, and I know that I was at some point too, so I can't wait to do that again. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah. It was quite amazing. Actually, a few days ago, I don't know if a week ago or so, he started telling us about how incredible it is when you actually start off the plane I think you were there. You were there. Yes, you were there in a conversation. Yes, he was getting so excited, telling us about, you know, how in details describing the whole process of turning on the engines and starting the whole machine, and you could just feel his excitement and passion. Right?
Yes, very much. Yeah, getting ready to exit the hangar bay and so forth, and the setting of all the controls, and like I said, the winding up of the turbines that power these particular types of craft, since they're meant as short-range craft and not necessarily long-range outer spacecraft, they do use a turbine system, which is similar to a jet engine, much more advanced, and they have capabilities in their propulsion systems, but they're made essentially to be able to fly within the atmosphere. And so they have different modes of propulsion. But to listen to him set that and then talk about how the turbines wind up and the ship begins to move and the whole thing, and it's almost akin to some of the sci-fi movies that we have here, where the ships launch out of the bays kind of thing. But so one gets that sense that they were stealing those informations when it's actually the other way around.
The other way around.
They gave us the information, and we put it into the movies.
Yep.
But it was quite exciting. And his sense of telling it actually pulled us into it to the point that we were in the cockpit with him. And so, you know, that was exciting. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. And now, what about his personality? How do you perceive his personality?
As I said, you get the sense that he's a very powerful individual and a big fellow. Okay, I would say, I was going to say man, but obviously he's not man. He's Tegetan Pleiadian, but very similar, you know, but you feel a strong, powerful being, and yet he has compassion, he has excitement, he has fun, and a good sense of humor, you know, where our humors cross, and they understand, you know, the jovial laugh and the whole thing. Just, you get the sense of a wonderful person that you would really like to sit and talk to and meet and the whole kind of thing, and yet very strong, very powerful, very commanding. So, you know, it's a very interesting mix. And, you know, so knowing what I know of him and knowing how he looks and the whole thing, it's pretty amazing to put that all together. You know, what a treat. What a treat.
It is indeed. And what I got from him as well was his nobility, like very pure and innocent, noble, good-hearted person, very protective over the ones he loves, and just like very well-meaning. There's just like nothing contaminated within him, and I feel that in a way with all of them, very, very, very pure and innocent. And that doesn't mean.
I would say that protection extends to us as well.
Yeah.
You know, he watches out for us. Yes, yes, I really do feel that they watch out for us as well.
Yeah.
What a gift, you know. Yeah. I just can't tell you enough how exciting it is to be part of that. And to know that's my family, your family, that whole thing, it's just wonderful.
It's mind-blowing, truly. And I want you now to enjoy the video, okay? Please stay tuned for the second part, which will come in a separate video. It's going to be much more technical, where he's going to actually describe what you, Dale, just said, the process of cloaking himself as a commercial jet. And so that's going to come in the next one, okay? The first one, more general. So, Dale, thank you so much. Anything else you would like to add, maybe?
No, that's it for now. My pleasure. I'm looking forward to the video. Say hello to everybody out there, and you know, keep looking up.
Thank you, Dale, for your presence in the channel. As always, a treat as well.
My pleasure.
Thank you, everybody, and enjoy the video. Bye-bye. Good evening, Karel, and thank you for granting us this interview. Also, thanks for the audio chat last week.
Thank you. In perspective, how do you see what I did?
The audio? Great! What you did, Karel, was very brave, and we thank you dearly for it. You gave us more strength. We are your friends, and not only contacts or media on Earth. And we have seen it as a hello on your part. A very special hello.
Very well then. Thank you.
Can we start the interview? There are lots of questions, and we will split it in two parts. I will do the first part, which will be more general, and Robert will do the second, more technical part.
Yes, I'm ready.
Kal-El, how old in Earth years are you?
I do not know how to reply to that question.
Reply from your perspective, the way you would like. In itself, that too is a form of response.
I have even less chronological control of my age than Svaru. I appear to be around 21 to 25, but in reality I am several thousand years old, 10,000. I know it is not the politically correct answer.
How do you know that you are that age, more or less? How do you arrive at this conclusion from 5D perspective?
Only by some of what I have lived as calculations via the time jumps. It ends up impossible to calculate my age. It is the same problem as with Svaru.
I see. Someone give me this question. I would very much appreciate if you can ask the Tigetan pilot if he could describe himself physically from the head to toe.
In what direction?
It is up to you.
Okay. I have no numbers or measurements as reference, but I wear some boots with grey soles that are around 32 centimeters high. They have traditional or common laces. I wear black trousers of thick cloth, but they are comfortable. I have a shirt of the same color with a grey t-shirt inside. The shirt is part of the uniform. I wear a Pleiades emblem on my right shoulder and a sand clock emblem on the left. In front of me I have the Angel Susie that you already know. The shirt has long sleeves with two buttons on the sleeves and Velcro closures in the front. There are one-piece uniforms too, but I am not wearing one at the moment. I have dark, blonde, long, wavy hair that falls approximately 10 centimeters below the shoulders. I have very voluminous hair. I have bushy eyebrows, a big forehead, a straight nose. My beard is short and blonde. It has a touch of red in the front. My eyes are dark blue, as in the sea. My height is 198 centimeters barefoot, or 2 meters with the boots. I weigh 95 kilograms.
I see. What is the Pleiades emblem like?
The 9 stars, black background, stars in electric blue with a thin cross of large lines just above Tigetta. The emblem is made of fabric, but they exist as holograms too. Here, when we are not doing anything official or during operations, we can dress as we wish.
Why 9 stars? Don't they say that it is the 7 sisters? Where did the 9 come from?
There are 7 sisters and their parents. Sterope, Merope, Electra, Maya, Tigetta, Celiano, and Alcyone. Their parents, Atlas and Pleione.
Thanks. I will go quickly with the questions, as there are many. Someone asks, what type of sports do you practice in the Pleiades, the men?
More than anything, what you call general athleticism.
What are you referring to?
Develop the body to the maximum in multiple disciplines. Running, marathon, weights, climbing. Martial arts too, kenjutsu. My friend here would add racing competitions. I don't just mean racing as in running, I mean racing with small ships. The rules indicate that they have to be constructed in-house by the same pilots. They cannot exceed 10 meters of height, equivalent to human measurements.
Alright, thanks. Besides sports, how do Tigetan men have fun?
Studying and the desire to exceed in every aspect consumes almost all our time. The studying and the expansion of the knowledge, exploring, be it normal or with technology, is our entertainment. There are few get-togethers with friends and family, but that too happens.
But do you also dance, listen to music, do arts, go to the beach, do more mundane things like that?
Yes. Here we combine studies and the personal advancement with entertainment.
I understand. And now I will pass on more towards you personally. What do you like to do for entertainment? What are your hobbies besides being a pilot?
Personally, I spend much time absorbing all the information that I can on every possible subject. I read or work on the holographic computer to learn something. It depends on what draws my attention on a particular day. I also spend a lot of time thinking of technological designs and how to better the already existing mechanisms with regards to engineering. But for me, what moves me the most is general knowledge of any subject, really.
In 10,000 years, you still feel like you are learning? Aren't you tired of absorbing information?
I only observe a progressive need to learn more.
Interesting. This question repeats a lot. Why did Khalil come to Earth? To enjoy himself, to help, or to learn? What is Khalil's job in his crew and on our planet?
My work is the same as that of Svaru. Prepare the population for the total withdrawal of the artificial 3D matrix. I want the same as Svaru. To prepare you so that you no longer depend on external guides. To prepare you to understand that it is you yourself you long to find spiritually.
Do you have other knowledge besides being a pilot?
What I have accumulated during my life. Any subject.
Something in particular?
The same idea as Svaru. To not favor any knowledge or subject, since everything is equally connected.
You as a masculine essence, how do you see the men on Earth? What are their virtues and what are their defects?
Well, I see that they are confused in their male identity. They are programmed to see themselves as defective women. That just by being a man they cause problems, or that they are the very cause of the social problems. They confuse the being strong with being a gross brute. Fortunately, I am not talking about all men. But they are losing the concept of being a strong protector who knows what he is and accepts himself this way.
Defective women? Could you please elaborate this point, Khalil? I didn't quite understand.
By a depopulation agenda, all the media have made us believe that everything feminine is good and all masculine is bad. It is an association of the masculine with the soldier or the bully concept. You can't disqualify any gender. You have to complement each other side by side. They have implanted a guilt in the minds of the men just by being men. The man is looked upon as something outdated, something gone out of fashion, and even weak.
It is an interesting point of view from a stellar person. The next question. Do you think that despite of belonging to a matriarchal society with an abundant number of women, they take men into consideration when there are important decisions to be made?
Totally. To be a matriarchal society is not synonymous to disqualify men. We have our place, as it would be expected. Even though it is easy to feel a clear feminine presence all over, including here, it only provides us a greater identity. It lets us better see the strong contrast. It strengthens our identity. And women have a very clear gender identity as well. As I have said before, there is a lot of estrogen here. But I say it as something positive, and they are excellent leaders. This permits us as men to dedicate ourselves to other more important things than politics. In itself, we see that as a feminine ability, as it requires great communication skills. In addition to logically taking my role here for granted, I would add that in contrast to the earth, here I can be myself. I develop honestly towards my own person. It makes my personal identity very clear.
You said this allows us to dedicate ourselves to other things more important than politics. What an interesting point of view. What are those more important things, according to you?
Well, expanding my mind, my knowledge, without worrying about the tireless political chatter that comes from having a command post. We do not feel they command us. Rather, we feel like the women have lifted a weight off of us, a responsibility, since they are the ones who, for the most part, are in charge of everything. If I or any other man wish to have a commanding role, we are accepted as equals.
What other things do you like about your work?
The feeling of absolute freedom and agility given by piloting a fighter ship. To feel that I help and achieve to positively affect many people.
And what scares you?
Nothing scares me.
Good. Okay. Next. Do we need some kind of specific preparation to enable ourselves to have an ET contact? What would you recommend?
The key is to not have attachments to belief systems. Seeing and understanding everything equally, whether or not different theories or information contradict ours. Knowing how to throw away an idea in favor of a better one. To learn to not depend on any external validation. Focus on the value of your own judgment as it is true.
And what is your point of view about the awakening of humans? What feelings do you have towards humans?
I have learned to respect you and to understand your points of view. I do understand that not all can comprehend the more complex aspects of the consciousness ascension. I don't understand your attitude of litigation and fighting between equals. These kinds of conflicts indicates a great internal insecurity.
As a military, wouldn't you have liked to take and liberate the Earth in a military fashion? Without so much unnecessary diplomacy that only prolongs the inevitable?
A military outcome is not convenient, because it is precisely what the controllers or the regressives want. The awakening must happen little by little, being the same humans who personally and collectively dictate their ascension speed. But even so, much work still remains in the military field, to control the regressives who, in an invasive manner, try to hinder the advance of the human race. This means that there really is no isolated peaceful option. It is a coordinated military action with a view to protect the population. It is a defensive military situation, and every military person knows that defensive scenarios are among the most difficult.
A great answer. Continuing with questions from our followers, this one is interesting. I would like to ask our friend if they considered what would happen to Taygeta after the awakening of the Earth. We were told that Taygetan population is small, and now I am certain that there are many humans who wish to incarnate there. Would that affect them? Or perhaps the population would increase? Would that benefit them?
That many humans would like to incarnate in Taygeta is in itself something positive. They who truly make it will be those who truly are compatible in frequency. As Svaru has explained, everything is frequency. There will be no problem of overpopulation, as Tageta already has negative birth rates. You will be welcome.
What ideas can you give in order to eliminate the scarcity beliefs in the mental programming that we carry in our subconscious, to replace it with beliefs of abundance?
You cannot go at the problem from an isolated scarcity mindset. It is resolved as one whole, as one advances into the consciousness awakening more than anything in a personal manner. The mentality change will happen automatically when you understand why the mindset occurred in the first place. To be consciously aware of the problem is a good start, but it must be tackled together with everything else that comes with the awakening. It is resolved by moving forward in comprehension of reality in every way.
Thank you. I am curious about how you will respond to the next question. Are the women from Taygeta as complicated as those of Earth?
I understand Earth women as I do the women from Taygeta. But they are very different in their mentality. As with your men, your women too are confused in the same manner by the mental control imposed on the population. The mentality of the terrestrial woman is that of hurry, very much centered around the biological clock. The Taygetan woman is very focused in that respect. The Earth woman is always in a hurry for everything, but in reality, it does not differ from the masculine mentality on Earth. In terms of mindset, I see Earth women very scattered, and I see the women of Taygeta very focused, thinking clearly and sharply. The problems of Earth women that I have mentioned come hand in hand with all the other problems on Earth and its society, hence, it is understandable. And it will be resolved.
You said that you understand women from Taygeta just as the women from Earth. Where does this comprehension of Earth women come from?
By understanding the problem, you understand who is suffering from it.
An interesting answer. I will have to contemplate it. And I will add my own question here. Are Taygetan men as bad communicators as they are here on Earth? I am generalizing, of course.
Women in general have always been better at communication. That includes personal aspects or feelings. But the Taygetan man, too, is great in showing and communicating feelings and emotions. Generalizing. I know that he is much better than the human man. Generalizing.
How good. And you are romantic too, from what I have learned. From your perspective, is this true?
The Taygetan man is definitely more expressive with regards to feelings and how to show them. Especially towards the woman he loves. The feelings and the emotions are seen as something not so masculine on Earth. They are therefore a weakness. In Taygeta, it is not like that. You are taught to understand and embrace the emotions, not to control them, but to integrate them as an inseparable part of our being. They are not beyond control. Because in understanding the emotions and where they come from, or what generates them, they too are in harmony. For the Taygetan man, emotions and feelings are not only not frowned upon. They define him, and are part of his force and what defines him as a man.
Wow, I love this. Very good. For now, the Taygetan man looks to me how I envision the ideal man. I think I have little time left here on Earth.
What did you expect then?
Nothing more, nothing less. In fact, I believe less. I'm referring to my ideas of Pleiadians before meeting you all. Okay, I continue. Here is an easy question, Kalel. What kind of Earth music do you like?
From Earth, I like instrumental music, classical music, and also strong music or music to dance. I have the same tastes as Annika and Svaru. I only speak for myself, not for others.
Okay, great. I too have similar tastes. Three more questions. What do you like about humans?
I like that, despite of all the bad that happens, you move forward. You find reasons to laugh even in the simplest of things. You're able to bring about incredible creations with what you may find lying on the ground. Art made out of trash and music of any kind. That even in the worst moments you move forward with an inner feeling that what you see in life is not everything. You move forward even in bad health or after having lost everything. I admire this inner strength.
Yes, you have captured it so well. It is precisely what I feel and what I admire about humans. We have a great determination, and with the little we have, we go on, creating wonderful art, smiling, moving forward, generalizing. And this is why I go on supporting the humans. Thanks for capturing so well and for appreciating us for all this. Two more questions. This one is repeated very much. Have you ever incarnated on Earth?
It depends on the definition of incarnation. But in itself, the correct answer is no. I have been taken as a human. I have been down there. I have lived on Earth more than once and in more than one place. But I have never incarnated as a human.
Why did you come down to Earth?
To understand from down below what happens there, even if limited. Just to dare, to face it.
Interesting. I have the last question and I pass you over to Robert for technical questions that we have collected. How can we have a personal contact with you and the ETs in general, with your race? Do you have an advice?
It is a bit difficult to answer this. I just want to say that here we are around 10 persons who speak a human language. And there, on Earth, you are many thousands. More than anything, this is the reason. It is simply not possible to respond to everyone. Furthermore, study profoundly the Tagetan contacts from all times, and be receptive. Be in constant contact with stellar information related to the contact with the surface. In itself, we face the problem of lack of personal, hence it is practically impossible to stay in contact with so many.
I see. Okay, Kalel. Your responses are very clear, direct, and profound at the same time. Thank you. I am sure that people will love to get to know you a bit better. I'll pass you on to Robert now.
Thank you. Greetings to all.